You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Once you start thinking about words that merit spelling reform, it can be hard to know where to stop.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Ann, I always love hearing which words that your students pick for this. They really come up with some good ones. What did they come up with this time?
I also love this. So when I'm teaching my introductory linguistics class, I allow the students to suggest the one word in English that they think should be reformed in terms of its spelling. We then have tournaments in the discussion sections where we eliminate words and we finally get a winner. This semester, I have two sections, so we have two winners. The first winner is baloney. And the student made, I think, the persuasive argument that the spelling B-A-L-O-N-E-Y should be used not only for nonsense, as in, that's a bunch of baloney, but also for the meat. So you could say, I have put a bunch of baloney on my sandwich, and that would still be spelled the same way, as opposed to B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yeah, my dad used to think it was really funny to talk about having a bologna sandwich.
Exactly, coming from bologna sausage. So that's one I think there are good reasons to reform that spelling. In the other section, the winner was minute.
Minute?
Exactly. That if a new spelling would let us distinguish between minute and minute, the suggestion was M-I-N-I-T.
That would make our lives so much easier.
Very logical spelling. And in fact, this word is borrowed into English from Latin. Historically, it has had multiple spellings, and M-I-N-I-T is one of those historical spellings. We could think about this as a resurrection of an older spelling.
Bringing it back.
Now, students had some other words that definitely merit discussion here. One is epitome.
Oh, epitome. I love that one.
And who, when they see that on a page, does not want to say epitome? E-P-I-T-O-M-E. The student suggested respelling it as E-P-I-T-O-M-Y. Other people have suggested putting an I-E on the end, anything that would help us figure out how to pronounce that word. I looked a little bit at the history of this word. It comes into English in the 1500s, and at that time, one of the spellings ends in I-E, which is helpful, and you had that Y spelling in the 1600s and 1700s before we settled on the final E. When that word first comes into English, it means a brief statement of the key points of a literary work. That is the epitome. It's the abstract. And then it comes to be the condensed representation of something, and after that, the perfect embodiment of something, the epitome of. Another word that was suggested, I think a good suggestion, is surprise.
Because we don't say surprise. That sounds like a knight.
That was exactly the student's point, was if we don't say that first R, perhaps we should just get rid of that first R and spell it S-U-P-R-I-S-E. And if we're going to do that, there are a couple of other words we should be thinking about. One is berserk.
Because we don't say berserk.
Most of us do not, but it is spelled in standard spelling B-E-R-S-E-R-K. And then there is, right now, we are about to vote for a new governor, where, in fact, we once again, many of us omit that first R. We don't say governor, or sometimes we do, but often we'll say governor.
Actually, a lot of times I'll say it in my head just to make sure I spell it right.
So there would be a few R's that if we were going to reform spelling, perhaps we could omit. But governor raises an interesting question about if you're going to reform spelling, whose spelling do you use as the basis for reform? Someone who still has the R in it or someone who's dropped the R? What I love about spelling reform is that we all think it's a really good idea until we see reforms where we think, oh, but I like the standard spelling.
I can think of a few of those. Great choices this year, Anne. Thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.